Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. And tonight I want to talk about something I expanded into in the last, it's actually still going on. It's about letting go of the mind and expanding of aware. You want to be aware of your day, and aware is in the now. Memory is binded in the past and holds you up. You know, a memory holds you back, and it brings up all the emotions and everything of the event. But how does being stuck in the emotions of a memory, actually in the feelings of a memory that is an unsavory memory, keep you locked and blocked in yesterday and stop all the new going forward in your life? How does the shame of your past lock and block you into the memory of everything that went wrong? How would it feel to understand nothing's ever went wrong or awry? You just open up new learning lessons to expand your life. So as you open up to expand, you got to understand the grandeur of the situation. And how is a challenge nothing more than a dare to expand? Chaos, nothing more. A tragedy to move on into your life. A tragedy is kind of a, you know, that's a paralyzing thing. And, you know, we think of the tragedy rather than the blessing of whatever was involved before the tragedy. And how was it time, a tragedy and a chaos and challenging all that? Nothing more than a time to move forward and really get into the expansionism of life. But how do we stay locked and blocked in yesterday because we understand yesterday and tomorrow has everything is new and unexplainable? How is life actually an unexplainable now and an unfathomable experience? How do we try to know and plan every experience? We want to know everything about our life, but yet the unexplainable shows up. Isn't a challenge, chaos, and tragedy an unexplainable event and nothing more? And how do we stop in and stay in the unexplainable events? How does things that happen and you know, and how do we lock and block ourselves in everything? And how do we allow the blame of others still play out in the shame of the memory? When you become aware and are aware of your life, how can you just be aware of what's going on and pay attention to the brain? How does it slow down and nothing be there? And you start opening your listening eyes and your seeing ears and hear and see what is occurring in your life. How does that really allow you to move forward and beyond life as it is? So as we move forward and life really becomes unknown, and as you open up to life, you become endowed in your inner self, and it's an endowment of your energies, naturalizing discernment, opening wisdom, invigorating new genius within ourselves and the new guts to walk beyond the factors and go beyond where we're at. How do we stay stuck in where we're at? And how do we stop being stuck where we're at? Because we stay in the mind. They want to get into the beliefs, the opinions, the political viewpoints. All that stuff is a hindrance within ourselves. And we really, really become locked and blocked in yesterday. And we stay in yesterday because we've been taught to live history. And we teach ourselves to listen and live in history from what's occurred before us. And we really stay where we've been rather than where we're going. And as we open up to this, life becomes an unparalleled parade of rad riches, because the riches are inside ourselves. And that is something we really have to expand of, is being of the riches inside. So what are the riches we're afraid of in ourselves, and how do we stop being afraid of our abilities? How are we afraid to leave the pack that keeps us racked and rattled in yesterday? How does society follow yesterday but yet is afraid to move forward, and how do you stay stuck in that? And I know I have to admit this flat out. I do, and I still do. I really am open to expanding beyond it, and I am, but I really have to become aware of the newness that is going on within me, because the newness allows me to move beyond yesterday. So what happens when we open up to life? And life is a lionized internal freedom every day. But life really becomes a thriving event when we energize the visionary entrepreneur naturalizing today's event as wisdom and ascending acumen. So where do we feel locked and blocked? Or where do you feel locked and blocked in your life right now? Because we all do. We're all locked and blocked in somewhere. But how is the thinking mind and the thoughts of the events of our life and the memories of our life stopping us from moving forward with a new avenue of acumen? But as I write in this, I've got a little bit of this article written. It's dare to be aware is the dare. And let's see, I'll read you a little bit of this. I asked me how will being aware of my life situation expand me out of my thinking memory mind? As I now feel the strength of being aware of life dares me to bear my heart hegemony and soul sovereignty within me, sets me on a voyage of valiant, optimistic yearning, adventuring into the terra incognita and understanding and entering my hidden caves of brave. How are we all brave internally, but yet afraid to move forward in life? How are we afraid to trust our own abilities in our life and really move forward with a foresight of bright enlightenment? How does the word bright enlightenment open you up to feel something and really expand into a new avenues and a new way to express yourself? How does just being aware of your life open up an expression of omnificence, showing you you're the most powerful, energized person in your life that's expanding you of the new avenues of success and a bold enlightenment? Well, what kind of an enlightenment do you want to feel? And how do your emotions enlighten you and feel yourself be something else and open up and trust something that you've never trusted before, and that's a self, yourself? How does the trust of yourself really embellish of being aware of your inner self and the enterprising wise that you really encompass? How am I and you and the world the equation of sensational savvy to expand the world out of the situations we're in? What are we to do if we keep doing what we've done and living in the onslaughts of history? But how do we stay stuck in the misery of history? Not only in ourselves, but in life and how the way the economics do it and everybody does it. But how are we stuck in trying to come out of moving forward, but yet we use everything? We've got computers, we got this, but yet we do everything similarly the same. So where in ourselves do we become the energy of enterprise and show the world our wizardry wise to move everything forward? How does that feel to be part of the equation of sensation expanding the world? Because how have we been doing the negative and keeping coming up with the negative and afraid of the positive in life? How do we do this? Yet we keep moving forward without even understanding we're stuck in the past. We're stuck in our ancestral angst, our ageless arrogance, and just a whole bunch of stuff that we've never done before. So where do we want to really expand this and really move it forward? And where do you want to release it and really be move forward to expand the inner grandeur of who we are? Because people are the assets of the world. Money is a byproduct of people. People are the money, and money is the energy of people. People are the wealth, and money is the energy of people. How does that make you feel? As we move forward in life and really open up to this, we really expand of a new grandeur. And as we do this, we become aware, and not thinking, not a memory, not an opinion, not a viewpoint. We become aware of the dare of our dreamer's ambience, realizing everyday life is a dream of success. And also, I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I'm a hypnotherapist, an NLP practitioner, past regression specialist, NLP, visionary vocabulary specialist, Walk of Wisdom webinars, Walk of Wisdom seminars, and my webinar is my website is mycowboywisdom.com, and my email is robert@mycowboywisdom.com, and my phone number is 702-755-9410. I'm also a life coach, and I teach the way I expanded my life. I don't use other people's, and I show you the way I expanded my life, and I want to say good night and a good weekend, and may your weekend be fun to everybody.